Kubsamaches Sifches. So now we're going to move to another way that something can be downgraded, as opposed to a filling or something of that sort. Another way something can be possibly downgraded from lechem to something other than lechem. So Lachmonius, okay. Oysen should be lost in all which occur in Ublish. Lechem gomrahu mevorachal of a mitzvah berachas amas. So if you're making small loaves of bread, small like rolls, so if they're made with a dough, so it's a thick mixture, and you bake it like, so that's considered bread. So no matter how much you eat, you make a mozi, you eat a kazayis, you bench, fine. But poison should be lost in raka. Instead of a dough, it's a batter. Okay. So it's to the point where it pours. It's opposed to being a dough. It's a batter that it pours. And then you pour that out on some type of a surface and it bakes. Shakar and niblish. So because you've made it in this form, so the bracha is downgraded into a mezonos and an alamichya. But im kava sudos aleim, mevorach hamotzi, berachos hamozen. So pancakes would be an example of this, right? Now pancakes could be, there's other items, you might have the other argument, there's some other things in the dough, but leaving that aside for a second, but just the fact that it's a thin batter, it pours, it spreads out, you get your pancake. So if he eats a few of them, so you make a mezonos and alamichya, you'd have a shear of kviyas suda. So that would be hamotzi and your bench. Now, comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, this applies both to what's over here, the previous sif. So the ochel v'sechas suda, shlemach v'sechas suda, a person eats it during the meal, not for the purpose of satiation, but a person ate it for something sweet, etc. For what we call dessert, right? So it's not coming there to be secondary to the bread meal. The person washed and had bread and the other items, and he had something of it. So it's not there to be secondary to the bread. The bread is the mainstay of the meal. So what's the chiddush of bread? Let's go back and talk about that for a second. So normally, the concept of ikar and tuffel, you have to eat the ikar and the tuffel together to have the tuffel be secondary to the ikar. The chiddush of bread is it's so chashuv, it's so important, it becomes the ikar of the meal, even though you're not eating other things with it. But it's only true if the items are there to be, bread's function is to be a mainstay of a meal. So anything else which is there for the purpose of satiation, which is the main part of a meal, is considered secondary to the bread. But you're eating it as a dessert. So it's dessert. It needs a bracha. So it needs a bracha. Mikra din of desserts need brachas at the end of the meal. So tuna bracha, lifneim, it needs a bracha rishana. But blalach reyim, it's still included in the benching. Now, so this applies both to what we have over here, this batter type of dough. It also applies to whoever we had before. In Sif Zayin, all the different examples of possible Pakistan. So they need a mezonos at the end of the meal. The Bir Alach over here is going to argue the following question. Remember, we have three different explanations of possible Pakistan, and according to the way he's understanding, that each one holds the other two are bread. So if they're bread, they're hamotzi. You already said hamotzi. So you can't make a bracha of a mikya of a mezonos on them. You already said hamotzi. So if I hold that pretzels are considered possible b'kistins, then I hold, right, the opinion of Rav Haigoin. So then I hold the Rambam, Rashi's pshat, that cake is a motzi. So they serve cake in that meal. I can't say a mezonos. According to Rashi, I already said a motzi. It's a bracha l'matol, but it's a mezonos.
Well, you just said cake is a motzi.
We've been assuming that each one of the opinions in the last sif holds the other two are full-fledged bread. So if my name is Rav Haigoin, and I said the definition of Pasuk Kistin is pretzels, crackers, those type of things. I hold cake is a motzi.
Because it's soft?
again, we have three explanations of Passover because each one holds the other two are bread. Right? So Haigon says that that which Chazal were to, took this item, which is a bread-like item, downgraded it, was because they made it crunchy and those type of things, which is different than bread. But everything else is the same as bread. Right?
Right.
Rashi says the definition of Passover kissing is because there's a lot of stuff in the dough. But if you have something which is flour and water, even though it's crunchy, it's a moitzi. Right? The Rabbeinu says the definition is it has a filling. If one doesn't have a filling, it's a moitzi. That's what each one holds. The other ones are hamoitzi. So now, I got my son of Ramil and I said a moitzi. Now they serve cake at the end of the meal. So I asked you, according to Rashi, do you need a bracha? He says, yeah, this is mazarnis. Asked Rabbi Haigon, do you need a bracha? He says, no, it's a moitzi. You already said a moitzi. I asked Rabbi Nachal, do you need a bracha? He says, no, it's a moitzi. You said a moitzi already. So how can I say a bracha at the end of the meal? So the only scenario I would make a bracha at the end of the meal is something, like we mentioned, like pie, which according to all three opinions, is mazonos. So if you'd have a closed-faced pie, not an open-faced pie, but it has, you know, the top and the bottom, so it has a pocket, it's a flaky dough, so it's a crumbly flaky dough, and it has a lot of other items, ingredients in the dough. So, but in Echanami, if a person would have pie at the end of the meal, so he would say a mazonos beforehand, but the bracha achorna is included in benching.
Well, wait a second. So you're saying if there's a crumbly flaky dough, but it has stuff in the middle, so let's say a Chinese egg roll, or a potato knish,
those, we're talking about, those are savory fillings, we're talking about sweet fillings. Savory fillings is a different discussion.
So it's a sweet filling. So you've got a pie with apples in it, or blueberry, right, or cherry, or right, something like that. Okay, so that's
a dessert. According to all three opinions, would be a mazonos.
Okay.
So according to what we're saying right now is when you get to the end of the meal, since you're not eating it to satiate, you're eating it for dessert, you have to make a bracha of mazonos before you eat it.
But you've already made hamotzi.
Even you said hamotzi, but this is not hamotzi, this is mazonos.
The Mechaba says, what if your custom is every time this is something you...
That's the famous argument nowadays, but the definition of Shlomo HaSuda means it's not there for the purpose of being Naspia. Okay?
I heard the following. I heard this years ago, and I don't remember from whom I heard it, but I don't recall the reliable source. He said that, and he claimed it's well known, he said that near the end of his life, the Chofetz Chaim was Chozer, and he held out a fruit at the end of the meal. You don't make a bracha. This presumably came from a grandson. That you don't make a bracha because it's the custom now. Everybody does this.
Actually, he did not say it in fruit. He actually said it in fruits. It seems pretty clear you wouldn't make a bracha even nowadays.
Would or would not?
Would. He said it more on these, like something like a mazonos type of thing. But that's what they say. But it's not recorded. It's difficult to come along and say, it's a Pharisee Sif and Shulchan Aruch, to say that, you know, nowadays it's different. It's hard to know that. I don't know what they used to do in Bisman. The Moriz Masha, they always had sweets at the end of the meals. So I don't know why we're so different nowadays than they were Bisman Chazal.
Yeah, what changed between, let's say, you know, 300 years ago and today?
Well, we're much richer nowadays, and we definitely have more in our meals. But the definition over here is person eating it not for the purpose of satiation, he's eating it for the purpose of for masika. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands this sif. So let's finish up the sif. Okay, so again, we have this item which is the case over here in sif ches was it was a batter as opposed to a dough, and you baked it in a very thin way, like a pancake type of a thing. And then, so if you would eat that at the end of the meal, not as part of the meal, but for the purpose of for something sweet, so the bracha, you'd have to make it a mazonos beforehand, but even so, the bracha achrona is included in benching. Aval. Oysim rekikim dakim, shenoysim merkachas aleim. You take this thin... Now, this is not going back on the last line we just said, a case of eating it in a meal. It's going back on the... what we've mentioned in the last two sifim, we have Passover Kisten, and we have so it's a mazonos, and we have this very battery type of thing, and it's a mazonos. What about what they do is they make it a very, very thin
Rekigan or wafers, right?
Wafers might be different. Rekigan dak and shenosim rekachas aleihem, but it's a very thin type of a dough where you put some type of a filling in it, a sweet filling, and really the purpose of them is really just to hold the filling. So the hem tfelim legabi merkachas, the berachas merkachas patartim. So over there, since their main function is not even to, you know, it's just to be able to have a way to hold the fill, the nice sweet filling. So they would be included in the bracha of the ha'etz, whatever it is. You don't make a mezunos, and they're considered secondary to the filling. Okay, a lot of mishabura. Let's see mishabura. Mishabura starts with katan lamed vav. Okay, so the first case which we dealt with was a. I suppose a large loaf, it was a small roll, but it was made out of a dough. Lechem gomrahu. Tenasim rak mikemach umayim v'sharpaz. Rav shem dakim, even though they make them thin, but it's, since it's made with a dough, even though you rolled it out thin, we'll see the difference. I mean, not too thin, but thin. Kamokam loy havi kamoy ka'ovim yaveshim the subzayin. It wasn't like the case which we had before, where over there, the hemyaveshim ma'oy venam asuyim achila rak chasin masum lekinuach. You made them so hard and said the previous if. That's much more for the snacking purposes. So it wasn't as thin, and therefore when it's thin, you bake it, it becomes hard, as we had before. So therefore, the bracha remains hamotzi. Okay. Now, however, the ones which are their belos and rako, v'dak and ma'oil, so the it's a batter as opposed to a dough. And because it's a batter, it spreads out and becomes very thin. So the brachas mazonos, shekar nivlish. V'kotzach reinim lamed zayin. The hainu mashekar b'loshen rusya nesilke. So it's a type of it's like a blintzel. Okay, shamar ben kemachim har ben mayim b'kedera. You mix flour with a lot of water. K'may daitzin and becomes like a cereal. Meshevchan al yirokus, and they spread it out on leaves. Nefim betara ima olam. They bake it with the leaves. Vuadin shenafim al machlas b'lishemen, or you would bake it on a griddle, on a pan. Now, if there's oil there, might affect the oil gets absorbed into the dough, and then it might change its status due to the oil part of it. Now, these are thin. We'll see. We're going to contrast the sifyud, even though it's a batter. But if you take a batter and you bake it, and it ends up being more bread-like, so the bracha will be hamotzi. So some argue that pancakes really is more like this case of sifyud, and our only argument about pancakes nowadays is because the dough has a lot of different ingredients in it. So the Mechaber said that this thin one, like a blintza, is a mezonos unless you're kaveh suda, v'im kava.
When he says, does he mean one or the other?
No, he may think he's using them as synonyms.
So, if it's soft but thin?
It's. Rachim over here means more like delicate. It means like. It's also using as a word, also thin. Okay. Im kava. Now, it comes along, the Mishabura says, okay, so when we say it's kava, it was a batter, it spread out, and they made it like a blintza, so the bracha is mezonos. If you eat a lot of them, the bracha is hamotzi. Kosa poiskim, doisin shekaren beprag, valeftikis, valeftikis, it's like a latke, right? Shinasin gamke belisin rako. It's also a batter, but achimeshim ispashtin bafiosin nasim dakim pushim harbe. Yosim yosin nelsikis. They spread out and become even thinner than the case of the blintzes. We'll see a case later on called Trisa, where it's a very thin batter and it spreads out very thin, and the loch is, it's not bread. So a very example of this is the what do you call those cookies? The wafer cookies.
Like Batman?
The man, right, it has like a lot of little layers of a very, very thin type of a dough.
And then and then like a sugary type center.
Right, so the poskim assume that that's considered this, and therefore even if you eat, you know, shir suda, you do not bench. It's still a mazonos. So, I mean, I wouldn't advise against any for other reasons. Not very healthy.
Sugar high.
I find that like if you eat more than two or three, I start getting sick. But that's what he's talking about. It's a very, very thin, very, very thin type of a thing. Volop latkes. Okay.
Is that what they call them?
So I think the translator over here, he says, Ale vaflim. In Eretz they're called vaflim.
Vaflim?
Vaflim, yeah. So that's...
Man, wafers.
Okay. Now... So they actually call it waffles. But the actual waffles that they, which we have nowadays, are much more thicker than those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our waffles would go into there would be the Nekviya suit on them. Okay. Suda Soleim. So if you create a suda, what's that? So Mishabur Lamates Manik Kaba Mavur Leel Basif of Leim Pasak Kisvin. Well, then Hafa. So whatever is true over there is true over here also. Now, Yochalu now saying that if you ate them teichas suda, but not machos suda, pirish lahani rak and medak, and these thin items like the blintzes, who would then call a pasuk bekistin before and late besef vav, I'm sorry, besef zayin, and whatever he had before besef zayin also. So the Rambam says that you make a mazonis. I'm bibir halachos of kamach korin mechalkam al demorav. They disagree because of this issue which we had that really could be a truly pas, but they would agree in a case where it has all three characteristics, then the Magen Rambam would be right. Shalom Achos Asura. So this is an importance. So the, what define this concept called Shalom Achos Asura? So, what does it mean? Pirish Shaloi Oklam Lahasbiya Ravoy. Now he didn't eat it to satiate his hunger. Rakli Kinuach Umasika. He ate it as like a something that helps wash everything down at the end, or something sweet. Dilu Oklam Lamale Ravoy. Because if he ate it to relieve his hunger, I feel the Oklum Rak Ma'at, even though he only ate a small amount, but Hemachal Asuda Vein Sarach Levarach Bracha. So that's the meal. So the meal you already said a mutzi on the meal. So there's no reason to make a bracha in that situation. Okay. Tunim bracha. So now that you're eating it as a dessert, as a snack type of a thing, not to fill yourself up, but to have something sweet. Since it wasn't as part of the meal, so therefore it's not part of the moitzi. If you're planning to have a large amount at the end, even though you're eating it because you want something sweet, you're full already, but you're a big guy, you say, you know what, might as well have like a large amount. What? I'm not really hungry, but you know, I like the sweet. So then, if they eat that amount, so it's a moitzi, so there's no need to make a new bracha. So you need a bracha lifnehem, but no bracha alach areyim. Zadar shabru. This is talking about something which really is bread. That is possible, b'kissen. That's what we're saying. It's bread, but it's a bread which was its function was changed to be more for snack purposes, and therefore the bracha is mezonos, not a motzi. And normally, if eating it by itself, not part of the meal, the bracha would be alamithya, but it's pas. So therefore, there's no reason, even though we tell you to make a mezonos beforehand, but definitely the benching will cover it. So there's no reason to say bracha achrona. So the first of the things which are cooked, even though we'll see like something along the lines of pasta, those type of things, so they come for part of the meal. Even though they have pears in them, apple fladen. Like a apple kugel. So there's no question over there that the ikar is the flour. It's mainly part of the meal. Therefore, if you would pull out some of the apple pieces to make a bracha on your apple kugel, it would be a bracha lebatala. Because now this is even though apples in the meal normally are not for satiation, but this is part of the kugel. The kugel is there to satiate, so it's included in a moitzi. So there'd be bracha lebatala to make a bracha on the apple. Okay, avo. The last point said the kikim rakim. We put a rakachas. So there it's just made to hold the filling. The koel ikar didn't pass over kisnan. I'm talking about the case of having it at the end of the meal. Some of the general concept of pass over kisnan. Kashalom the zel lo yavim bechlolo. They mevarkan bezel isaklam mishum dehavi tafelo lemerkachas. Can I refresh? We're contrasting this case to the case before of pass over kisnan, where let's say the first child was a packet with filling. So over here there's also a packet with a filling. But over here, the packet, the flour is very thin. And its main purpose is really just to hold the filling. And that's all it's there for, so it becomes helpful to the filling. Hey, tefillin. They miskamu lechel rakik. You have no interest in eating the rakik. Rak shoysin or some kadeshal yitun for yadayim mir merkachas. The reason why you wrap them in this thing is to be able to have a way to eat the filling without getting your hands all dirty. That's one of the few scenarios where something which has flour in it will be downgraded to a tofel. Okay. Now, Kosar Kodim Shom. The Medina Isenu, Shenoysim Rekachas Aladub Shonin, Shekaran Lekach Fladen. We make this out of like a honey cake. Shetar Madub Shonin and the Michael Ba'atzman. So you baked it together. If you put two things together afterwards, that's a different halacha. But you baked it together. The question is, what is it? So if the flour part is actually tasty, and people have intent for the flour part also, plus for the filling, but now it's a mezonos with something else, and the mezonos is the ikar. If the whole thing is just echatim, so the whole the inside, so then it's tofel. This is all talking about a case where you baked it together. So you have an ice cream cone. Right, so you bake the ice cream cone separate from the ice cream, obviously, right? And now you add the merkachas. So, well, what's your kavana? I'm in for the ice cream, you know. Like, so there's two types of cones: the tasty ones, like you know, the sugar cones, and then the other ones, which I never figure out why any human being ever ate them. Right? They're just to eat the ice cream inside.
It's just a cake cone. It's just for holding the ice cream. You know.
Now he says over here. But since you didn't bake it together, so then ein nasim merkachas tefel lehem. The mice said something which is mizernus. It's like it doesn't become a tofel. Shkamen also lechol shneim. Ve'en merkachas boim lafis at tushanim mitzarach lebroch kavam merkachas. So you'd have to eat make a brocha on both. So you make a brocha on the ice cream and on the cone. Because that's where Moshe's psak on ice cream sandwiches. He says the ice cream sandwich wasn't made together; it wasn't baked together, so it's two separate. But over here, the sandwich part is something you're interested in; it has a good flavor. But at the same time, you can't say that the ice cream is tofel to what you want the ice cream. So there you make a bracha on both of them. And that's but hard to finish off over here. But this scenario, which is just there just to hold it, and you baked it together, and it's just there to hold it, but the bracha and the filling part is the mezonos. However, if you ate all of the topping, you just had the mezonos left, and then you ate the mezonos by itself, So then you're showing that you want to eat it independently. So then Sarachu Barak Rebbe Nezayin is Aleihem. So then you make a mezonos. However, imachol b'yachad, the bets you ate it together. But the nisha oid ksas rakik b'lomer kachas, you have a little bit left over at the end, which is just the mezonos without the topping. In tzarach l'varach alav, kibin dikar achilos, oyu b'yachad, b'nechshav, b'nesalv, b'lomer kachas, yichoshen al kamar achila. That's a general rule that this argument over here is when you make a bracha on the top, once you're kamei ikar and tafel, the pshat is, the bracha is, I'm sure you're making a bracha on the ikar and ignoring the tafel. The bracha of the ikar works for the tafel as well. So here's an example, you're eating mezonos, and the bracha for the mezonos is ha'etz. Because the bracha of the eitz and the filling works for the mezonos as well. When a person has, Cheerios with milk, and he makes a mezonos, it's not pshat, there's no bracha on the milk. The bracha on the milk is a mezonos. So now I have some milk left over at the end, so I have to make a bracha. Then I have to make a bracha. You made a bracha, you made a mezonos on it. But if you would dafka leave over a significant amount and then eat it separately, then you're saying, no, this is not, I'm using this not as a tofel. And then the bracha, it's not included in the ikur, the bracha of the ikur. So that's what he's saying. Okay, let's hold it here.